He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history, who has left indelible impressions in history. Who has left indelible impressions in history. Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we welcome you to this silsila, glimpses into the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. First and foremost, let us make some good intentions, as we have heard many a times about this beautiful hadith mubarakah, in which minds and yours and the universal blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned that niyyatul mu'mini khayr min amalihi, intention of a believer is better than his action. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, viewers of Madani channel, today we have this opportunity. Once again, I'm in the studio and you are also sitting in the comforts of your zone, wherever you are in the world. Let us make some good intentions. First and foremost, our intention should be for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever we learn from the silsila, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, first and foremost, we try to be practical upon it and try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. As for the recitation of salawat upon the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi Damat Barakatuhu Aliya, in his famous book Ziyad Durood al-Salam, the beneficence of reciting Durood al-Salam upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, he quotes 40 narrations about the blessings of salawat. And inshallah azza wa jal, in every silsila we're going to mention one, inshallah. Beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, if you have any difficulties, any severe requirements, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, recite salawat upon me in large numbers, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, with the barakah of that salawat, all your problems, your difficulties will be solved, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. And difficulties is always there. You are facing difficulties, I am facing difficulties. Problems are coming towards you. Problems are coming towards me. Some problems come in the size of mountains and some problems in the size of rocks or stones. But everybody has problems. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, why don't we use this wazifa? This beautiful wazifa of recitation of salawat upon the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, our problems will be solved inshallah azza wa jalla. It will be benefit for us in the dunya inshallah azza wa jalla, the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Last silsila, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, we learned about the blessed father of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, and we learned many things, beautiful things about his life. In some short span of time, we listened, and mashallah, we heard about his piety, and also we heard about his governance, that he governed Egypt for 20 years consecutively, mashallah. And today we're going to hear about the mother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. Her name is Sayyidatuna Umm Asim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. She was the daughter of Sayyidina Asim bin Umar rahmatullahi ta'ala, and the granddaughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So you see the lineage where Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi is heading towards. Subhanallah azza wa jal. If you look at the bloodline, mashallah azza wa jal, now you understand the qualities. All these qualities that we see MashaAllah, in Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, MashaAllah, there he's getting the faizan from MashaAllah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. MashaAllah, from this we also understand that his family of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and of course, this is a great influence on the lifestyle of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was quite often used to visit Madinat al-Munawwara during the nights. We always heard the narrations of Ulama Ikram, and I've mentioned in MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, in different narrations we heard about Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, used to go in the midst of the nights, the darkness of the nights, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, used to look for all the oppressed and the hungry, and those who are afflicted with difficulties and problems. SubhanAllah, used to cover himself so deep, so proper, so much that people should not even know that this was Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, that he used to come in the midst of the night. They never knew, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, that he used to distribute and he used to help people in their difficulties, that they've been afflicted and in the oppression, etc. So he used to look forward to help them. So he used to go out in the midst of the night, and sometimes other Sahaba Ikram, Ali Ridwan, used to company Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala. So one night, Hazrat Sayyidina Aslam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that one night, I was accompanying Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we were also in our visit, from house to house, street to street, gully to gully, in Madinat al-Munawwara. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, he got tired and he sat somewhere. He just sat down because of tiredness, and he was leaning against the wall. And whilst he was leaning against the wall, suddenly he heard a sound. And in that time, everything was total silence in Madinat al-Munawwara. Totally silence. Even whispering sounds could be heard. But subhanAllah azza wa jalla, he could hear a woman while waking up her daughter. She's waking up to her daughter. Daughter, wake up. Oh my daughter, wake up. And when he woke up the daughter, she said, go and mix some water with milk. Go and mix water with milk. After a pause in the voice of the girl was heard, she said, mother, oh my beloved mother, don't you know Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has announced that no one will mix milk with water? So in those days, people used to mix, not only those days, it's happening now at the moment, mixing of water and milk together, and they say it's 100% milk. We're giving you 100% pure cow's milk. But they lie. Because they're mixing water and they're mixing milk together. So this happened in the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So she replied, the mother replied, at this moment Amir al-Mu'mineen is not here. And those who made the announcement that water and milk should not be mixed, they're not here. So why are you worried about Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, go and mix milk with water. She refused. Allahu Akbar. Look at this pious person and personality. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, who is going to be the bloodline of Sayyidina Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. She refused. She says, I can't do, I cannot disobey Amir al-Mu'mineen. She says, I obey Amir al-Mu'mineen in the presence of people, Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and disobey him in the darkness of the night in my private. No, mom, no, Amijan, I will not do it. After this conversation of the mother and daughter, identify this house, check this house out. Don't forget this house. Picture it, understand it, memorize it, where it is. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. Then Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, he went from gully to gully, street to street, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. And the whole night, he continued his normal work, looking for the poor, for the oppressed, for the needy. And subhanAllah, he distributed wealth, and distributed clothing, and distributed money, and continued. This was the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says in the morning, Sayyidina Aslam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says in the morning, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Farooq Azam, Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, I must go back to that house, the one that I told you to mark, to memorize, to jot down, to note, go there, and get me some information about the people living in that house. Views of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now you're going to understand how the history and the lineage of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. We are talking about Umar bin Abdul Aziz. The lineage, mashallah, so the family line. Where is he going to start from? SubhanAllah. He said, when I got the information, Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu ta'ala says, when I got the information, I learned that there was a widow and a young lady, young girl, unmarried, living in that house. So I went to the court of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and I informed him that, ya Sayyidi, there is a lady, she's a widow, no husband, and there is a young girl, her daughter, which is unmarried, living in that house. So Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, viewers of Madinah Jannah, look at this Ashiqi Rasul, the lover of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam, immediately called all his sons. Allahu Akbar. He called all his sons. And who was his sons? Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman, and also the third son, Sayyidina Asim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah, he called them. And he said, does any one of you want to get married? SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Abdullah and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman, they humbly sit in the court of the of Amirul Mu'minin, that, ya Abba Jan, oh beloved father, we are already married. The third son, Sayyidina Asim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, yes, my beloved father, I agree to get married on your order. Whatever you order, inshallah, I follow. So Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent a proposal of his son's marriage with the girl of that house. Allahu Akbar. Look at this Ashiqi Rasul. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. He knows the poverty. He knows the difficulty. He knows how much of parishani they are going through. He knows all the difficulties. But SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being Amirul Mu'mineen, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, he's looking at the piety. SubhanAllah, the piety of this great person and personality, this female, mashallah Azza wa Jal. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, this is only the qualities of that pious girl, not looking at her face, not looking at her beauty, not looking at wealth, not looking at anything, only looking at her piety, listening to her voice of piety and command of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, the obedience of her obedience towards Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, subhanAllah, he was immediately convinced that this pious lady must marry one of my sons. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, this proposal was accepted. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, Hazrat Sayyidina Asim radiallahu ta'ala got married to this pious woman, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. And by the grace of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a fortunate daughter was born between the marriage of Sayyidina Asim radiallahu ta'ala and that pious woman. The daughter got married. She gave birth to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. SubhanAllah. From the marriage of Sayyidina Asim radiallahu ta'ala and that pious woman, mashallah, a daughter was born. And when the daughter got married, mashallah, she gave birth to Hazrat Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. So views of Madinah Channel. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Today we learned the lineage of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. And you heard how that fortunate preacher of Islam, she was a muballiga rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. She had no fear, but only khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ishq-e nabi, and SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, obedience of Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala. This is what MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, it brought her to be a successful preacher. And mashallah, not only that, she refused. Dear Islam brother and views of Madinah, she refused to follow her Amijan. Amijan gave her the order, mixed water and milk together. No, she refused. Amijan gave the order, mix water and milk together. No, she refused. Mix water and milk together, she refused. Why? SubhanAllah, only because of the obedience of the Khalifa of that time, second Khalifa of Islam, mashallah, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy upon her. And may Allah azza wa jal forgive us without accountability for her sake. My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madinah Channel, obedient towards parents is not permissible for us to act contrary to Sharia. So anything mommy tells you, anything daddy tells you, that you know is against Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi salam, we should not follow these. Because look at this pious woman. Her mother ordered her, but she refused. No matter her mommy was going to hit her, no matter her mommy was going to shout her, she didn't care. But she thought about Allah Azza wa Jalla, she thought about the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, she thought about Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala, so indirectly, subhanallah, khawf e khuda, fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, entered into our heart, instilled into our heart, in the in-depth part of our heart. That's why she could not change, you could not shake her. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant all our women throughout the world, viewers of Madani Channel that are watching out there, all our pious Islamic sisters, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make them like the grandmother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us the same khawf e khuda, inshallah. And those, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, Islamic sisters, they're making dua. May Allah make us like this woman, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, this pious woman and all the pious women of our ancestors, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if Islamic sisters and Islamic brothers are there, you are listening, if someone orders us to do something against the Sharia, to tell lies, example, to tell lies, is haram. So if you want to do, if somebody tells you, no, you tell lies, you don't tell lies. Because if you tell lies, it's haram. No matter whether it's in business, or it's in family, or it's in friends, or it's in your street, or it's in your neighborhood, it's in any aspect of your life, you do not have to lie. If you're going to use lie to earn sustenance, then you're going to be in trouble, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. You're going to earn. Yes, if you speak lies, you're going to earn. But subhanallah azza wa jalla, if you speak truth and you earn, you're going to get the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you're going to speak lies and you're going to earn, you're not going to get the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On one side is barakah, on one side is be barakah. So you have to choose views of Madani Channel and try to keep our life like this pious woman, mashallah, the grandmother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wa salamu alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah. The beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam has mentioned in hadith mubarakah, no one's obedience is permissible in the disobedience of Allah. No one, write the history down. Anybody you can think about, father, nana, dada, uncle, chachu, kalu, whoever you want to think about, brother, sister, boss, wherever you're working, there's no one's obedience is permissible in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Anything that leads you towards disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you should not obey. And try to be like these pious ancestors of ours, mashallah azza wa jalla. They never left any stone unturned when it came to disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. They put things in place immediately. So we should also put things in place immediately when we know these things are leading towards the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the unhappiness of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam against the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We should not follow. So, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, subhanallah azza wa jalla, said, it is obligatory to obey parents in permissible acts. Views of Madani Channel. It is obligatory to obey parents on permissible acts. And if they ask you to do something which is impermissible, obedience to them in that act is not permissible. So we have to understand these points. Even Ala Hazrat has also mentioned it, mashallah azza wa jalla. We heard the argument. What was the argument? Argument was only about what, mixing milk and water together, mixing it. So that was the argument. She refused. And subhanallah azza wa jalla. For example, if the person clearly tells his customers, it's mentioned in the book. So inshallah, I thought I'd mention it because we derive many lessons. From these person and personalities, we derive many lessons. So he says that if the milkman, he tells clearly to his customer, he adds 10% of water to milk. So selling such milk is permissible on the condition that the customers know about it. On permission that the customers know about it, or if it's commonly known in the area to add 10% of water to milk and the customers also know it very well, it is permissible, it is jais for you to sell such a product. Okay? So, and dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, many of us, we owning dairies. Some of us have businesses of dairies, of milk and cheese and many other things. You're owning shops. So you have to check. Do a check and balance system. That milk that you're selling, is it in compliance with the Sharia? Maybe we are farmers. We're owning a dairy and we're selling milk. And if we are mixing and customers don't know about it, then dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are in trouble. We have to become aware about those things that are permissible, those things that are impermissible, those that are jais and najais, lawful, unlawful, haram, or halal. We have to understand them. If we understand them, inshallah, azawajal, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we will be successful in the dunya, in the qabr, and in the hereafter, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, azawajal, from this narration, we learned so much of Madani Pools. And also for those personalities out there, maybe you have a daughter, she's looking to find a pious husband, or you have a son who's looking to marry a pious girl. So these are some principles one must look at. I mean, if you look at the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his beloved son Sayyidina Asim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, never looked for beauty. They didn't even know what the girl looked like. Subhanallah, only learning the one quality of the pious young woman, mashallah, it showed her to her all her true qualities. It showed her beauty, it showed her mahabbat, it showed her love, it showed her shafqat. So we have to learn many lessons from this. And subhanallah azza wa jal, and we have to check that Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, who sets the highest of standards, mashallah azza wa jal, and how he found a beautiful daughter-in-law for his beloved son, a wife for his beloved son, mashallah azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, four things are considered to marry a woman. Number one, her position. Number two, her lineage, her family line. Number three, her beauty. And number four, her religion. Allahu Akbar. And the beloved Rasul alayhi salam further said, you try to get religious woman. So beloved Rasul salam gave 4 points. Number one, possessions. Number two, her lineage, her family. Number three, her beauty. And number four, her religious attributes. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Beloved Rasul alayhi salam stressed in this hadith mubarakah that you try to get a religious woman. MashaAllah azza wa jal. Views of Madani Channel. When we hear about religious woman, when we learned about Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, only in that one sentence of that pious young girl, MashaAllah azza wa jal, he qualified her to be his beloved daughter-in-law. And MashaAllah azza wa jal, he was going to be the grandmother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But unfortunately today, you look at the situation of the Ummah of the Blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Family of the boys wishes to marry the sons only to wealthy women. Yeah? Wealthy women looking for wealthy husbands looking for wealthy women. This is how it is. Everybody's just looking for the riches. Lots of demands in the dowry to marry their son to a specific girl. On the other hand, if a proposal of a pious Islamic brother is sent to the family of the girl, they sometimes turn down the proposal only for the reason that he has a beard and he's following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Maybe he's a qari, or maybe he's a hafid, or maybe he's a alim, or maybe he's imam of a masjid. So people don't want to go into that line. They don't want to go towards religious line. And beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave us the ultimatum that look for religious persons. Religious persons, husband or wife. If you look for religious, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, you will get success, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala, he belonged to a very royal family, a very rich family. But he turned himself away from the riches of the world and the occupations of the dunya. He had a very beautiful and very pious daughter. Not only pious and beautiful, but subhanallah azza wa jal, beautiful in character as well. So one day, the king of Karman, he sent a proposal to marry the daughter of Sayyidina Sheikh Karmani, rahmatullahi ta'ala. But Sayyidina Sheikh Karmani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, did not want his daughter to take interest into the world after becoming the queen. He therefore turned down the proposal of the king and he visited many masajids in the area. To look for what? To look for a pious man. Allahu Akbar, views of Madani Channel. Look at this person and personality. Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Karmani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is looking at masajids to look for his son-in-law. You ever thought about that, views of Madani Channel? That we are going to go into the masjid and to look for our son-in-law. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So he went into the masjid and he found a very pious person. A person was full of nur and is glowing with nur of Allah tabaraka ta'ala and is busy in his ibadah. He asked him, are you married? The young man said in negative. They then asked, do you want to marry a girl who recites the Holy Quran, offers salah and observes fast regularly, who is beautiful, good of character and pious? The man replied, ya Sayyidi, I'm a poor person. I'm a garib. I'm a poor man. Who wants to marry? Who will want to marry me? Who will want to marry a girl to me? Who will want to marry his daughter to me? With these attributes of mine. He said, I will do so. Get these dirhams. He gave some dirhams. Buy a piece of bread for one dirham and soup for the other dirham and buy fragrance for one dirham. Subhanallah. The man brought all the things. Sayyidina Sheikh Karmani, rahmatullahi, married his daughter to to the pious man. And when the daughter came to the house of the young man after the ritual, after the nikah, she came to the house and she saw the clay pot was there of water, and she saw a piece of bread lying on the table. She asked, "How is it this bread is here?" The young man replied, "This is a stale bread of yesterday, which I kept for the iftari for today." Having heard this, she said, "Take me to my home immediately." The young man said, "I had already had this fear as to how the daughter of Sheikh Karmani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, can stay at a home of a poor person like me." Views of Madani Channel, the daughter replied, "I want you to listen very carefully." She says, "I'm going back home, not because of your poverty, Allahu Akbar, but rather I feel that your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, your tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal is very weak. I am very astonished at my father. How did he choose a pious person, man like you, and a man of good character? You're supposed to be a man of piety and good character, whereas your state of such is that your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is that you save a piece of bread for the next day." Having heard this, young man got so impressed views of Madani Channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, he felt embarrassed. The girl said again, "I cannot stay with you at this home where a meal of one time has been saved and stored. Now either it will be me or the piece of bread." And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, views of Madani Channel, having heard this, this young man immediately went out and gave the bread as a charity. Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, so much of Madani pools we are learning. Now we are learning from the lineage, from the family, the grandmother of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and we're coming down all the way, mashallah Azza wa Jal, looking at her piety, mashallah. Today we heard this story of this great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his pious daughter. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us also qualities like this, that when we search, we use the right tools. Viewers of Madani Channel, use the right tools and means of search to get married. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Look at Sheikh Karmani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, went into the masajids to look for a son-in-law, to look for somebody to marry his daughter. And what would we do? Would we go into the masjid to look for a son-in-law? I'm asking viewers of Madani Channel, it's a question for you and a question for me. Will we go into the masjid to look for a son-in-law, for a husband, for our daughter? It's a question. You can answer in the yes, or you can answer in the no. If you answer in the yes, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If you answer in the no, then it's a question mark for you and I, viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the goodnesses of both the worlds, and may Allah Azza wa Jal always keep us at the feet of this great person and personalities, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Allah Karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawat Islami, teri dum machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad.
He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. Who has left indelible impressions in history? Who has left indelible impressions in history? Umar bin Umar.